Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, brought to you by Key Bank. The Indians take a weekend series from Texas, now four games against a suddenly hot Chicago White Sox club. And let's start first things first. You have made some moves here. Mike Aviles is back. Austin Adams, who did a heck of a job the other night, sent back to Columbus.
Well, first of all, getting Mikey back and just seeing him today, he's handled a lot this week, and he's had a lot on his plate. And I think he's in a good place. He looks so happy to be back. And that's what we wanted. We wanted him to come back when he was ready. And this is part of the, you know how I feel, Hammy. I talk about all the time about being proud to be an Indian. But when times get tough and things off the field or, you know, things that aren't maybe associated with baseball, you know, my bosses like Chris and, man, they show their colors. And that's part of the reason I wanted to be associated with people like that. And it makes me proud because we may not have the most money. We may not have had the best April. But the people we have in place, I wouldn't change.
And Austin Adams just kind of falls victim to a numbers game, right?
You know, when Austin got called up the other day, I told him, I said, hey, man, you know, because he's been here before and we know him, which is good. I said, hey, this may be for 3 or 4 days. I said, and he knew that. And Trem does a really good job of talking to guys when they come up. And I said, you know, don't pitch for your job. Just go pitch. You know, I said, you're the one that has the options right now. I said, someday that won't be the case. But it's still hard for guys to fight that. But I thought he did a really good job. I thought the other day when he pitched against Fielder, not just because he got the out, but the way he went about it, I was thrilled with, you know, the conviction on his pitches. And he'll be back. But we elected to send the pitcher down today instead of a position player, because rarely have we had a five-man bench. But with Santana, we knew yesterday his lower back was stiff. He came out. We knew he was a possibility of not playing today. And as it turned out, he's not playing. So we just wanted to make sure we covered ourselves. We have all these lefties we're facing. And to have a switch hitter with some power, we think maybe can help us win a game.
Yeah, Santana originally in the lineup tonight. Now he's been scratched. How serious is the back?
You know, Hammy, that's one of those situations where we could have made the lineup later. But and then nobody maybe would have said much.
Sure.
But, you know, we try to get here early and let the guys know. He went and he actually swung the bat and everything. So it just has, you know, when your lower back kind of acts up, you know, sometimes you can do more damage by trying to play a guy one game too early as opposed to trying to let him get better.
How about Yan Gomes? I guess all of us would like to see him catching here tomorrow night. That's probably not a reality, is it?
No, but it's almost is. I mean, because of the way Gomer's gone about things, man. And nobody wants to be here more than him. I think he's proved it by the way he's gone about this rehab. He's going to catch 5 innings tonight, and then he won't play tomorrow, and then he'll catch 7. So he's really getting close, and there's been no issues at all. Just got to get him a little bit of endurance. And we actually don't have to get him where he's catching back-to-back days, because to have him, as long as he can play and play with health and not thinking about his knee, you know, if we have him 3 times a week, that's better than not having him.
Well, now you get the Chicago White Sox, but you start it with Corey Kluber tonight. Tito, have you seen many performances that could top what he did his last time out?
You know, Hammy, I got that question after the game, and I'm not real good after a game of trying to assess things like that. And I've been fortunate enough along my way to have some pretty special pitchers, you know, guys like Curt Schilling. What really is amazing is to watch Kluber the other day and to watch Kluber last year. If you think back to 1997, 1998, Curt Schilling struck out 300 2 years in a row on a very, very mediocre team. And to me, that is so unbelievable. I mean, you don't see that really anymore. And so I got to see some really special guys. But Kluber is every bit in that class. He just hasn't done it for a period of time, but he will.
You know, sometimes we see a guy have a great game, but it takes something out of them that next start. Is that an issue at all tonight?
I think if he had gone off for a ninth inning, it would be. Because I think you're asking a guy, you know, to max out. When, you know, Corey, in my opinion, maxed out in the 8th inning. And I guarantee if you ask him, he'd say the same thing. And then when you ask a guy to go back out, that's where I think you're affecting the next start. And we keep a log of intensity and workload because we want to let these guys try to be at their best as often as they can.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. This is Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and White Sox coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.